Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, August 31st, closing weekend at Saratoga and Del Mar, but opening weekend at Kentucky Downs, where every race seems to have 12 to 14 horses, no heavy favorites. When we're right, we can make up for a lot of losses. I'm going to tackle two of those today. As always, this podcast, the Key Races and Bets podcast, and the Key Racing Bets blog, brought to you by AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a legal online betting site where you can wager legally in many states and on many tracks with great tools and perks for the better. Go to AmWager.com and check it out. And you can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Racing Bets blog, at AmWager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with one of those races at Kentucky Downs, the Juvenile Fillies Stakes Race 9. This is 4:47 Central, so 2:47 Pacific, 5:47 Eastern. And this race and Race 10, the Gainsway Farm Juvenile Stakes, are great betting races with horses shipping in from everywhere, most only with a maiden win. Whoever is the favorite during post time will likely be as high as 4-1. As such, making multiple win bets and some exacta bets we wouldn't normally make or call for because the investment is worth the risk. Payoffs are very high at Kentucky Downs when we're right. In this race, I'll start with Fly So Pretty, who has two starts under her belt. The first was a turf sprint at Churchill in June, and the second was a turf sprint last month at Saratoga. In that latter race, Fly So Pretty rallied from eighth after encountering enough trouble to cover a couple of paragraphs here. Since then, she was flattered when the third horse won, and since that effort earned Fly So Pretty the best last race Equibase figure in the field. So as the third horse improved, she should as well run even better. So it may take a big jump up by any of the others to beat her if she doesn't get the traffic trouble she can't overcome this time, because she did overcome it last time. Sire Sky Mesa is the sire of 2017 One Dreamer Stakes winner, which is the seventh race on the card. So there's no question, that's a mile 70 yards, there's no question that Fly So Pretty can get the added distance. Lemon Scat and Jezebel's Kitten both broke their maidens at a mile on turf at Ellis Park in their most recent starts, and both appear very talented, especially as it's tough to win first time out going long on grass. Lemon Cat rallied from seventh of nine early and won going away, then was flattered when the third horse won right back. Her 74 figure was a nice improvement off the 69 debut figure, so she's moving in the right direction. We all know Kitten's Joy is a tremendous turf sire, but seeing the record of his progeny over the last 5 years at Kentucky Downs really makes the point. They are 16-73 over this course, including a 5-18 record in stakes. I mention that because Jezebel's Kitten could add to that number. Since breaking her maiden 3 weeks ago at First Asking, she put in a 47.2 half-mile work to show she's getting better all the time, and the high-percentage Cox-Giroux combo gives us more reasons to consider her a contender. Weekend Fun has sprinted under twice to date, so is trying a route and turf for the first time. I'm not concerned about the changes, as she's a daughter of More Than Ready, who had a winner in the aptly named More Than Ready Mile over the course in 2014. Who also was trained by Steve Asmussen, who trains Weekend Fun. Weekend Fun put in nice work on grass before leaving Saratoga, and Leopard is one of the top jocks year after year on this unique course, so more reasons to consider Weekend Fun. We'll round out a quintet of contenders with Ask Bailey, because when I see the chart caller comments of drove past, it means that effort was very impressive. That's just what she did on 8-11, breaking her maiden this mile trip also at Ellis Park. And as a horse with improvement possible in her third career start and second route, Ask Bailey's another that has a shot to be there at the end. In the Juvenile Fillies Stakes at Kentucky Downs, Race 9, on Saturday, August 31st, post 5:47 Eastern, 4:47 Central, 2:47 Pacific, the key bet is Fly So Pretty, a win bet at 2-1 or higher. Smaller win bets could be considered on Lemon Scat at 3-1 or more, and perhaps minimum win bets, $2 to $5, depending on your forte, on Weekend Fun, Jezebel's Kitten, and Ask Bailey at 4-1 or 5-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. The math is done for you. You enter in the amount you want to bet, the amount you want to win, and it does it. And AmWager has a free Dutching tool among any other great perks. Check them out at amwager.com. Two exactas here. Fly So Pretty overall. And then a box of Ask Bailey Weekend Fun, Jezebel's Kitten, Lemon Scat, and Fly So Pretty. We're going to move up to the 11th at Saratoga, the Woodward Stakes, which comes between the 9th and 10th at Kentucky Downs. Woodward is race 11 at Saratoga, post 6 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, August 31st. And Wooderson and Toms de Ta finished 2nd and 1st, respectively, in the Allendar Stakes over the track at the same 9 furlong trip of the Woodward. Toms de Ta was the even money favorite that day, while Wooderson was 13-1. And although they were separated by a length, there's an odds disparity here anyway, because Toms de Ta opens at 4-1 and Wooderson opens at 12-1. Certainly, Wooderson is not as accomplished as Toms de Ta, but not by much. Wooderson has a record of 3 wins, 3 seconds, and no thirds in 9 races, with 3 of those stakes, and only one was decent, that being the Allendar, which was his most recent. Toms de Ta has a 7-2-1 record in 13 races with 5 of those stakes, but his only stakes win came in the Allendar. In terms of equibase figures, they both earned career best figures in the Allendar, 118 and 116, which fit very well here. Leading jockey Jose Ortiz takes Wooderson for the first time, which I think provides more reasons he can turn the tables on Toms de Ta and is much more playable of the two, even though I will bet on both. A couple other horses to consider are Mr. Buff and Bal Harbor. Their morning line odds are out of line, in my opinion, particularly as I am not enamored of either morning line favorites, Vino Rosso or Yoshida. Vino Rosso had no excuse for the Whitney and was just 2 third-place finishes to show for 3 races at Saratoga, while last year's Woodward winner Yoshida ran okay in the Whitney, but not fantastic. Their figures were 108 and 115, so not superior to Wooderson or Toms de Ta by any means. Back to Mr. Buff, he loves to win, doesn't really know he's a New York bred, as he may not be that good in open company. He adores his 9 furlong trip. He's 6-8, including 2 at Saratoga, 1 just earlier this month on August 7th, earning a 111 figure, and he has a 114 figure winning at the trip in January. He has the ability to set the pace or stalk the pace setters, so it could be in the thick from start to finish. That's Mr. Buff. Bal Harbor is a lightly raced 4-year-old with a great 5-4-2 record in 16 starts. His best race ever came last month at the trip when a head shy of winning the Monmouth Cup. Castellano gets on and has ridden him victory previously, so at 15-1, he can't be ignored. For some exactas, I'm also going to toss in Preservationist, who ran badly with no excuse, the 2-1 in the Whitney, but who ran sparklers in the Suburban and Allowance race prior to that. He could rebound. It must be considered. In the Woodward Stakes, race 11 at Saratoga, post time, 6 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, August 31st. Bet Wooderson and Toms de Ta to win at 3-1 or more. And again, use a Dutching tool. It really helps you out here. Definitely consider smaller win bets on Mr. Buff and Bal Harbor at 9-2 or more, and bet any of those 3 horses that have double-digit morning line odds, Wooderson, Mr. Buff, and Bal Harbor at 7-1 or more. This is a race to really go deep in. There's some value if the favorites are suspect, as I think they are. For the exactas, there's 2 here. 3 exactas, actually. The first is Toms de Ta over Mr. Buff, Bal Harbor, Vino Rosso, Preservationist, Yoshida, and Wooderson. The second is Mr. Buff, Bal Harbor, Wooderson, and Toms de Ta over Mr. Buff, Bal Harbor, Wooderson, Toms de Ta, plus Yoshida, Preservationist, and Vino Rosso. Then we'll turn that around. Mr. Buff, Bal Harbor, Vino Rosso, Preservationist, Wooderson, Yoshida, and Toms de Ta over Mr. Buff, Bal Harbor, Wooderson, and Toms de Ta. The first bet, which was Toms de Ta over those 5, is because Toms de Ta goes to post at 4-1. So we need to have that one more time to make up for the other ones at long shots. You don't need to have them as much. Moving back to Kentucky Downs for race 10, the Gainesway Farm Juvenile Stakes, post 6:22 Eastern, 5:22 Central, 3:22 Pacific. Automate gets slight preference of 5 here, all at good odds, in another wide-open stakes for 2-year-old because he opens at 15-1. Automate broke his maiden 4 weeks ago at a mile on Dirty Dallas Park, and the fact that race was on dirt is the only reason he's not 4-1 to 6-1 as some of the others who broke their maidens last out as well, but on grass. Automate was stretching out from a sprint and ran that race the way a horse runs on grass and wins on grass, rallying from 5th early and powering off late. The 75 Equibase speed figure is the second best route figure in the field, with only Peace Achieved having run faster, but Peace Achieve's 80 figure, although earned on turf, was earned leading from start to finish, and that's going to be difficult to duplicate here because Nighttime and City Front both are inside of him and are stretching out from sprints on dirt and are very fast early. That brings us back to Automate, who was flattered when the runner-up improved nicely to win his next race, as did the seventh place finisher. He's got the breeding to run big on grass, and I think his trainer, Keith Sormo, is one of the most underrated big race trainers in North America. Are You Kidding Me is a Son of Kittens Joy, whose progeny stats at Kentucky Downs over the last 5 years I kind of extolled when discussing the race before this at Kentucky Downs. Are You Kidding Me broke his maiden at first asking in a route at Saratoga in a field of 10 so he could be any kind and win this race for fun with any kind of improvement. Doc Boy broke his maiden in a mile on grass at Laurel, and although he beat only three horses, it was an impressive effort with a 74 figure on par with what Automate earned. Doc Boy rallied early from four back, continued to draw off for a top trainer, Mike Stidham. This colt's another we must take seriously. The Gray Blur added blinkers for his second start, career start, and off a 7th of 12 debut in a dirt sprint, trying two turns and turf for the first time 3 weeks ago. And he was a really different horse as he controlled the pace from start to finish. The Gray Blur does not appear to be a need the lead type as Nighttime and City Front are, because his pace speed figure combo is 48-68, suggesting he sped up in the last quarter mile and has a kick. He opens at 15-1. And although a bit less probable than some of the others, those odds still appear out of line and warrant including the Gray Blur on our wagers. Memorable rounds out our quintet here. He was highly regarded after breaking his maiden on dirt at first asking in May, then he ran in the Tremont and Sanford on dirt but ran badly. He ran in the stakes for two-year-olds at Saratoga off those two efforts and ran a lot better on grass, finishing 4th of 8. He gets the rail, Le Perou, opens at 10-1. His running line is very even, which is great for a stretch out, and Memorable could move up considerably around two turns. In the Gainsway Farm Juvenile Race 10 at Kentucky Downs, again, Saturday, August 31st, post 6:22 Eastern, 5:22 Central, 3:22 Pacific. Win bets on two of these three, depending on their odds, choosing the two at highest odds of the three near post time. Automate, Are You Kidding Me, and Doc Boy at 7-2 or more. A small win bet is not out of the question on the Gray Blur and on Memorable if 6-1 or more. Again, try use Dutching Tool. AmWager's got a great one. While you're there, you can check out the written version of the blog. Go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog. For the exactas, Memorable, the Gray Blur, Are You Kidding Me, Automate, and Doc Boy over. Memorable, the Gray Blur, Are You Kidding Me, Automate, Doc Boy, adding Nighttime, Peace Achieved, and Long Claw in second. Again, we talked about these big races, big fields, no favorites. Definitely worth playing some exactas with more money than you would normally play because of the value here. Moving on to the last race on this week's Key Race Bets blog, going to Del Mar for the John C. Mabee Race 7, post 8:15 Eastern, 5:15 Pacific. With Vasilika, who was the queen of the Southern Cal Female Turf Division, having a bubble burst 4 weeks ago in the Yellow Ribbon, when third at 4-5 odds with no excuse, there's a horse in here I like to get it done or at least finish second at double-digit odds, and that's LaForce, getting a huge jockey change to Smith, no disparagement to Van Dyke. LaForce opens at 12-1 mostly because she's 1-for-12 on grass. However, she fits in this stakes level, having finished second to Unique Bella on dirt in the Beholder Mile and Clement Hirsch last spring and summer, 2018. Then she was second, beaten less than a length in the Zenyatta before an eighth in the Breeders' Cup Distaff all dirt. She followed that with a layoff, came back and ran second to 10-length winner Paradise Woods. Then she won the Grade 2 Santa Maria on dirt before third place effort in this year's Hirsch. Aside from Vasilika, there are no monsters here, and LaForce's stakes credentials match any of the others. So with a trio of turf works since the Hirsch showing us she's pointing to this race, with efforts on dirt at the level which would win this kind of race if transferred to turf, with prior turf form, and with Smith riding, I think LaForce is a great bet. Aside from Vasilika, Tonette, Ahimsa, and Juliet Foxtrot are horses I will use on exacta tickets as all three come off nice wins on the grass. In the John C. Mabee Race 7 at Del Mar, post 8:15 Eastern, 5:15 Pacific on Saturday, August 31st, bet LaForce to win and place at 3-1 or more. The exacta is going to be a box of LaForce and Vasilika, a big one actually, I think, $5 or $10 if you play that. Then play LaForce over Vasilika, Toinette, Ahimsa, and Juliet Foxtrot, and turn it around, play the reverse. Vasilika Toynette, Ahimsa, and Julia Foxtrot over La Force. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the Key Races and Bets blog at AmWager and go make a lot of money this weekend. Talk to you next week.